Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
We got an email in last night. We were in two minds as to whether or not we were going to deal with it today. I'll tell you why in a second. But obviously, Brendan O'Carroll has done a kind of spoof, Mrs. Brown's thing on the referendum. And this email has nothing to do with the rights and wrongs of the referendum. That's a critical point to make. It's not an anti-yes or no thing, and we are aware of that. But what it was about his use of the word midget, which he says about three or four times in the course of his joke, sort of jokey thing that he's been doing for the referendum. And Trish, you wrote us the email. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And we were in two minds because, you know, there is this thing about political correctness that I'm not mad about. And,
yes,
you know, I do feel that, you know, sometimes people take things too seriously. He wasn't trying to, I would imagine, upset anyone who was a midget or was the mother of a midget. And I'd say that using the word offensively as such, I just thought, because the language evolves so much, no one knows really what the right word is for anything anymore, because everyone seems to get offended very quickly and very swiftly and very easily.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you take it from here? You wrote to us. I have the email in front of us. Why don't you tell listeners why you wrote to us at all?
Okay, I logged on to Facebook last night and saw that I'm a member of many of the support organisations for people with short stature, little people, people with dwarfism, whatever term you want to use.
Yeah.
And one of the members posted the clip in the Restricted Growth Association page, you know, and again, he just made a comment on what it was about, but the equality, again, as you said, it's nothing got to do with that, and I'm not going to comment on that. But he said, just be aware the M word was used. So I...
The M word, midget.
The M word, yeah. So that's sort of what we... Those that have family who have people that have dwarfism, who and there are many, many types of dwarfism, we find this word, the word midget, being a highly offensive and derogatory word.
Yeah.
Because it's often used in oh, look at the midget, or you're a midget. You know, it's the connotation in which it's used. It's the context. Now, I know Brendan O'Carroll probably didn't mean anything malicious in his use of the word, but it's just to educate people that it's not an acceptable term to use. I didn't see what people with short stature call them midgets, as he called them, has got to do with the marriage equality. I just saw it as a source of ridicule. It was a cheap shot. It was just a gag. You know, and we're trying to portray people that have been born with this condition as positive role models. They are not all actors that do pantomime at Christmas. There are orthopedic surgeons who have achondroplasia, the form of dwarfism my son has. We have athletes who are achieving great, I just can't think of her name, Ellie Sims in England, who is a phenomenal athlete in swimming and has achieved so much. You have Peter Dinklage, the actor. You know, we have many, many forms of, or many, many people who are positive role models and who are trying to portray people with dwarfism as normal people.
The one that leaps out there for me, because I'm watching, just finished season one of Game of Thrones, is Peter Dinklage, who is hilarious and particularly strong in that show, as it happens. But you see him as a role model, which is interesting to me, that you don't see him as being... Because, in fairness, his role is not... It does joke about his size.
And it's okay to joke about size. I mean, I make jokes with my son about his size because I feel I have to, because I'm trying to rear him in a world where it's going to be difficult for him.
How old is your son?
Strange, he's six.
And how old was he when... Do you know from the day he's put in your arms in the hospital that he's going to have dwarfism, or does that...
No, I wasn't. That's a very long and complicated story that I don't want to go too much into, but I will tell you that the obstetrician tried to explain the condition to me by using the term, do you know a clown in a circus? He'll be one of those.
Oh God!
So that's the attitude that's out there, you know, and
oh,
that's
God,
what I'm trying
to
do. But But that's it, you see, and that's why I've seen the comments that came.
I can hear it. Take your time now. After. I can hear it in your voice now.
It's just common that people think it's okay to refer to these people in derogatory fashion. And it's not okay. No. You know, and I just want people to think that, you know, people are living with this condition. It's a big challenge. And it's not just about being able to reach a door handle or to be able to get a cup, to get a cup. It's everyday simple activities that are find it very hard for people with short stature to achieve. Because you have to understand it's their long bones. It's not just height, it's their arm span, you know. So they when they can reach, they're lucky if their hand can pass their head. So they don't, it's and that's why people equate when they use the word midget. They can maybe use it to describe somebody who is of normal stature, but just not very tall.
I understand.
You know, there's a huge difference, between having a medical condition.
Yes, and not. Do you have other children?
I have one older girl. So
does she have the same condition? No.
It's the condition. It's not an inherited condition. It's a genetic. The genes at conception do a flip over.
Okay.
Most of the children born with dwarfism are born to parents of normal height.
Okay.
You
know,
it's just a genetic. You see, that's what it is. It's just a little bit of education. You know, and I think that's what's important. It's just to educate people that, you know, people have lots of different disabilities.
What is your greatest fear for your 6-year-old? What do you worry about most? We all worry about our children all the time. Will they be safe? Will they be happy? Will they be cared for?
At the moment, he is a very active 6-year-old boy. He is a fantastic sports person. Mm-hmm. He rode a bike by 3. He can swim with a pool. He can do everything. He's a highly intelligent. He's maybe too smart. But I'm afraid that he won't be able to go down the path that he chooses for himself. So if he decides he wants to be an engineer, will he be able to go down that route without having a major fight in his hands?
And where will the fight come from?
The fight comes from society in general. I hear of people who have tried to achieve. Only this morning when I came to work, you know, I was quite upset this morning. I was awake since 4 o'clock this morning thinking about this. And I spoke to one of my colleagues at work, and she told me about a student nurse who spoke at a conference last year in Dublin.
Yes.
Who has achondroplasia. And she was accepted by the university to do her degree. But when she came to the hospital, the matron called her up in front of 11 people and asked her to prove how she would be able to care for patients.
This happened only recently?
Yes. She left that nursing college. She was accepted in another nursing college. This is in the UK, and now she's studying to be a paediatric nurse in Great Ormond Street.
Yeah.
But it was a major fight for her. Similarly, there is an orthopaedic surgeon in Johns Hopkins in America who had to fight and fight and fight and fight to be accepted for him to be able to achieve his dream, which was to be a doctor. So that's from a career point of view, that bothers me. I don't know what he wants to be yet. He told me he wants to be a pilot, a soccer player, and a doctor.
Okay.
And the reason he wants to be a pilot is so he can fly to his soccer games when he finishes work in the evening. You know, he's got dreams and aspirations for himself that I want him to achieve. But as he grows older and into his teenage years, I know the comments are going to come. I want him to be able to learn to be able to deflect them, for them not to hurt him, for him to be a strong, confident young man. You know, that's what I want for him.
When I'm thinking about the email that you wrote to us last night on the subject of Brendan O'Carroll's piece that he did on the referendum, you know, I've been listening to you very closely, Trish, about, you know, what we're talking about. And, you know, you were saying you didn't understand why he would even mention midget. And, of course, he would have mentioned it because he was trying to make a spoof on the word marriage. He felt that, you know, he was meant to be, he's kind of pretending to be confused by the word.
As you get it.
And he wrote something that was quite hard-hitting in the Mail, whereby you said that Brenda didn't use the N-word to describe black people, yes. as this is thankfully yes. totally unacceptable in most of today's society. And then if I go back up to the first paragraph of your mail, you talk about the M-word.
Mm-hmm.
Do you equate the two?
I do. I really do. And not just I. Anybody who has a family member or a friend who has dwarfism, and there are many forms of dwarfism, would feel the same way and do feel the same way.
Is your son, who sounds like a terrific kid, as I'm sure...
Fabulous kid.
Yeah, I can tell by just listening to you. Does he look any different to the boys and girls in his class as a six-year-old?
Oh, yes.
Already, yes. You know what I mean? Yes. Forgive the ignorance yes. of the question.
So, no, and it's not ignorance, Ryan, and please don't think so, and that's why I'm speaking to you, as I suppose, to educate people as much as I possibly
can.
Yeah,
well, you're educating me with every word you speak.
Over a radio, yeah. you know? So he's fine in Montessori. He was the same height as other children. He's now senior infants in school, and all his kids his peers are shooting up, you know? So it's becoming, you know, he was at a friend's house last week and I picked him up at the hurling pitch. She was going training and, you know, and she just turned to me and she said, it's really becoming quite obvious now, isn't it? And I said, yes, it is. But it doesn't stop him. He doesn't see himself as being any different. He knows he's small, but it's not an issue to him yet.
Yes. Okay.
You know?
Here's a question for you, and I've found this, I'm often saying this, in recent years on this programme, if somebody has, now your son's not unwell, but if somebody has been through bereavement or is unwell or whatever, I often ask the person who's at the centre of the story, would they prefer people confronted it to their face or tiptoed around it and tried to deal with it discreetly? I've often found, in fact, I'd say 100%, I've found people saying if they have cancer, if they have been bereaved, they would rather someone came right up to them and said, how can we make this better?
Yes, I'm a nurse by profession.
Are you?
So I deal with
all right.
with a lot of illness, and you know, and I help people to come to terms with what they have. In my speciality, I don't want to go into it too much.
That's okay.
But you know, and I'm there for people, but I try to help them to accept what's happened to them in their lives, and not to be shy, and not to be afraid, and not to be embarrassed by the situation they find themselves in. I would love people to come up and ask me, what's the right word? What do I ask you?
Great.
And it's only through talking to it, you know, Connell, I keep saying his name, sorry, I don't mean to be saying that. He, you know, I was in my local shop and he was about a year old and a neighbour came in and started chatting and said, oh, I seen you at Mass or wherever we were. And, is he one of those? Is he a midget? You know, and it was the first time the word was used to me, and I did not know how to react, and I just went no, I had to walk away. I just really was lost for words, and I often think, God, I wish I could go back to there and say, you know what, and not get cross, but just educate people. You know, you know, when you write something down, it may not come across. It's not, I know, I would like to know and think that Brendan O'Carroll did not mean
to cause he's a good egg,
And I believe that, I truly do. And it's just, I want to let people know that it's not okay to have people of short stature as a source of ridicule, as a gag, as, you know, because he had to finish it with, again, you know, stand up for midget equality. Even those two words, you know, alone is such a play on what he was saying in those four words, stand up, or five words, for midget equality, you know, because telling someone in short stature to stand up is...
It's been a gag since I was at school.
Yeah.
You know, the you teacher know, would say stand up and someone would say, he is standing, miss. You know what I mean?
So... Maybe I'm being sensitive, maybe I am, but it's just when that word is used and in the way it was used yesterday or in that clip, it just brought it home, and I just felt it just needed to be out there, you know.
Well, isn't it great that we're here talking about it today?
Thank you.
And we're not lambasting Brendan. I don't think he's got a bad bone in his body, and neither are you. But it's about awareness.
It's just awareness, and it's just to use that word.
Let me read some comments out to you. 51552, Trish. Oh, Carol says, text, Brendan often uses word substitution for humour, and it's a pity he didn't joke about the melon or the Mandarin referendum rather than basing the gag on other minority people. Just a thought. Mm-hmm. Ed Keane says, I have to stop driving to text to say Google Nicole Turner. She's going to be a great star in Paralympic swimming. She came. Mm-hmm. She is 13 years old and will be representing Ireland in the World's Swimming in Glasgow in July. Leona in Wicklow says, I'm sure Brendan can change this word easily so as not to offend this lovely woman and her son and similar people like this. And another says, listening to Trish speaking about her son strikes a chord. My six-year-old little boy, same age as yours, has Down syndrome, and when people use the word, the wrong terminology, it stings. However, I definitely think most of it comes down to ignorance and fear of not getting it right. And I know our concerns about our boys are different, but they're kind of the same, and I wish them both all the best. He'll do fine with a loving mum like you.
Thank you.
You, in the course of our few minutes chatting, you've referred to little people, short stature, dwarfism, and restricted growth. So you mm-hmm. tell me, and all the people listening in today, if we were to talk about your son or people with achondroplasia, what is the correct term? As you see it.
I personally, like, if I'm explaining what his condition is again, I say he has dwarfism. And is the term I use. I particularly don't like the word dwarf, but that's my personal opinion. I just don't like that word, you know. Short stature, little people are sort of the general terms that are used within the short stature, the community of, you know, people that, you know, or just call them by their name or, you know.
Because somebody else will say in a minute, why are you looking for a label? Why don't you just call them? The name.
Yeah, call him by the name you gave him, or her name. Yes, exactly.
Anyway, are you glad you came on now?
I don't know. I am. Maybe I am. I hope so. You know, it's just to.
I'm glad you came on.
I don't know what to say.
No, you're really important.
Thank you. No, thank you. And just to think twice that there are people's lives. There are everyday, you know, struggles that. Lots of people with many different disabilities have to overcome, and just to think twice before we, you know, make a cheap gag or a glib remark, you know.
I'll leave you with this text which says, I wanted to say to Trish that you're very brave and what she's saying is great. My son is 11, he has cerebral palsy, and I just wanted to give her reassurance that she may be pleasantly surprised by the support of his classmates, and my son is treated as one of the boys.
Oh, yeah, but there's actually a queue forming of all the girls in the class that need to marry him, so that's okay. And he's already had his first case at 5.
Ah, so Trish, he's getting ahead of himself now. He's going to make the other boys jealous. Okay. He's out of control now. That's what's going to happen now.
You know, and they had one himself and his best mate had a competition for one girl, and he won. So he's doing okay.
I don't know what you're giving out about. The guy sounds like he has it sorted.
No, he will have it sorted.
He will. Listen,
Brian,
you've educated us all today, so thanks so much for shining a light there.
Get back here now and face all the gang at work. They're all outside listening. All right, thanks a million.
I tell you what, not only are they lucky to have you with them, but they should also make you a nice cup of tea now.
Exactly. Thanks a million.
Take care, Trish. Lovely talking to you.
Bye.